Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the zone. Now the zone could be good for some and bad for others. It depends on which zone you're in. A couple of good things about the zone. Number one, is once you're in the zone, you never want to leave. Number two is, it feels like anything you do is going to be good. It's in the zone, y'all. There is one bad thing about the zone, and that is it just doesn't last long enough. So while you're in my zone, won't you sit back and watch me play?
Yes, indeed. Good evening. This is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Attica. JP3 is somewhere in the house.
Yo, yo, yo.
Glad you was here, brother. Everything is everything?
Everything is everything.
All right. Well, you know, it is what it is. Only thing I can tell you is let's get ready to get this thing going. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you got something going on for the second. I know you got something going on. I seen your post on Instagram. Ain't shit funny. That's going to be something tonight, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to get my heads up this time.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, man. They didn't ban you, so I guess you're safe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, man. Well, let me get cranking, man. Here we go, man. Here with some cameos, this man. Here's this. We're going to change the whole landscape.
Baby. Baby, 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 baby.
Yes, indeed. That's what we got going on here in the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alika. JP, are you still there, bro?
For sure, for sure.
I just had to talk about my feelings, so that was my feelings. That's my whole little feelings. Okay?
Okay.
That's my feelings. So that started off with In the Zone by Waymon Tisdale. Cameo says that's by Cameo. On the One by Cameo, and These Feelings by Waymon Tisdale. I just had to get that out because I got my feelings on. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, brothers have feelings too.
Brothers got feelings too. We're allowed to have feelings.
Sometimes.
sometime. All right, hold on. Let me get 513 in there on this. Peace, Adam.
Hey, what's up? This is Spicy.
Hey, Spicy. That's what's up. JP.
What's going on, Spicy? What's going
what's
on, Spicy?
Up? What's up? What's up?
We talking it up, man. We were talking about, is it okay for men to have feelings?
Hell yeah. They better have if they fucking with me.
That's what's up. That's what's up, Spicy. You better tell her what's up. I'm trying to tell you. See, people want us to be robots and shit. I got feelings, man. I got real feelings. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Real feelings.
Men should have feelings, too.
That's right. That's what's up, Spicy.
That's
you know what's
saying.
Happening? We was in the background telling people that if they did not agree, they was going to get these hands. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's right. You're going to get these hands. You ain't got no feelings.
Well, I'm trying to tell you, man, because people think it's a game, and we're trying to be human about this situation, because this COVID ain't got nobody acting nice. Okay,
that's right.
Straight up.
Nobody.
Right.
Ain't nobody acting
yeah,
nice.
Men,
so I'm
men
like,
are so. Men are human just like everybody else. They should have
Hold
feelings.
Up. Can we record? Can we quote you on that, Spicy?
Yes, you can.
Yes, what's happening?
They try to get us to be feeling less.
Nah, you can't be feeling less. No, that ain't working.
But you know what, Spicy? For real, you know what? What we talking about? I think that is part of the issue that we're going to be talking about on A Shit Funny. I think feelings and emotions and mental health. And just being a nice person is part of the reason
yeah.
why we got so much violence, because nobody had no feelings.
Right. Yeah, you got to have some type of feelings, man.
You got to.
It's like some people see an animal on the street. They try to run over it. They don't even try to slow down, let the squirrel or the possum go by. They just run over it. Like, you don't even care.
Right.
Mm-mm. Well, you know what we got right. for those people? Hold on, y'all. This is what we got for these people. Stay tuned. This is what happens. They gonna get these hands. They gonna get these hands. From this point on, for the rest of 2021 and on to 2022. Listen, look, people be trying to talk to me different, okay? And I'm telling them, I'm going to talk to you with the music. So I'm going to give you the message music. I'm going to give you the
message.
You know,
you know, You know why? I really like that song because it's like, it's old school in that she's telling you, I'm going to beat your ass, but she ain't say nothing about shooting. She ain't say nothing about stabbing. You know what I'm saying? She ain't say nothing like, okay, that's how you supposed to handle it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a problem with somebody, because ain't nothing wrong with hands sometimes. Like, yeah, you got a problem, put your hands up. That's how I'm supposed to be. Not let me go shoot up your grandmom's house. Nah, nigga, let's fight you and me right here, or us, all of us right here. Put your hands up. Now, whoever's standing at the end, ain't nobody dead. Get up, wipe that bruise off and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Not call the mortuary, the mortician, so we can bury 10 people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wow. So look what happened. This is what I had to say about it, right? Excuse me, Spicy, but this Spicy song right there. This is Spicy on the phone. This is that song right there. So, Spicy, you a nurse or something like that, right?
Yes.
Okay, see, so that's why you focus on getting these hands, because you can put them back together real quick, right? You can give them a couple of Band-Aids.
I can put them back together real quick. And look, I work in the operating room, so I could cut them wide open with a stopwatch. I
want to. Oh, no, see, We don't want to
do that. I'd just rather knock a motherfucker out than to cut them.
Yo, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm trying to tell you, man, that's what's up. But look what happened. Since we on a different mode tonight, right? We're gonna change the mode for 5 seconds. We'll be right back at you here on the Listening Room Philly. Y'all try to have a lovely day.
Sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone.
sliver. Heavy bodega in the hood, got the mo liquor. Plus a little extra cancer paper for your Dutch vanilla. Crack and fill it, smoke inhale it, a seizure. Emphysema, murdering black seniors. Working on 125th, I sing it. 1950s Renaissance singer, Black Venus. Asking me if she could bum a smoke wheezing. Homeless freeze to death in the money capital of the world. So on a grand, tell your boy or girl you want it, you got it. Cloned every yo's from sales. My people phone home from sales and need a parole. Work we slave, we hustle, never see real dough. Stress we fed, we live and we wide and blow.
Well, that's what it is, the first 30 minutes of the Listening Room Philly. I had to get JP ready to talk to y'all in the next 24 minutes so he could tell you what definitely is not funny.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to warm up.
Yeah, we got a nice little topic tonight, I think, that everyone can relate to.
All right. You calm about it tonight?
Oh, yeah. You gotta be calm about this one because it ain't no point getting all excited because it is what it is, but you know what I'm saying?
I ain't used to you being this calm, JP. I ain't used to you being this calm. It choked me all the way up, bro. I kid you not. I spit the water up. I was like, is he going to hold that for 30 seconds or what? Are you not going to get us censored tonight? You're not going to get us censored tonight, JP? Oh, man, that's why I was joking. I was like, okay, my man is on a roll tonight. My goodness, Spicy, he on it. The dude is on it tonight.
Yeah.
Nah, there's a lady on the line, so I have to be cool. I can't be tripping. I don't want the lady.
Nah, be yourself, bro. Be yourself.
Yeah, so we got feelers. JP.
You
had me
feelers,
all choked
bro,
up, man.
Be yourself.
That's why I mess with Spicy, because she keep it real.
That's what's up, man. Man, you had me. I was trying to drink some water while you was holding your composure. I was like, "Is he gonna do that for 30 seconds?"
we ain't get started yet, so I don't know. I'm trying to stay cool.
Oh, cause you got Spicy on the phone. Okay,
yeah,
I got you. And she got you back.
Yes, I
do. Oh, I know that. Know that.
Yeah. Because they can catch these hands if it's all that, right? All right.
That's
what it is, man. Yeah, well, look what happened. Well, I just want to make sure we're good because we got to get ready for the topic at 7 o'clock hour. So I got to keep the people calm and cool, give them some music with some message in it, let them know that we're thinking about you. Then I stole a song in it, make them go ahead and what? Slow down. Here goes some brand new music. Slow down, people. Just slow down.
Word. I'm ready.
Rapper stepping to me.
They wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And step into me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principle in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. The slave I get to, wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane start to talk, cause I'm the Big Daddy. A school of MCing for those who want to be in. My field in court, then again on second thought. The half of these coming out sounding so similar. It's like a fusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your special mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraph. I manifest, rap prime minister. Some say sinister, non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, climax, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next to formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to limp, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step through me, I think you should know that.
I'm the Big Daddy.
And dear, a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear, back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer, idea, or near seer. Yeah, sworn to be, wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that. The name is Big Daddy, you know, as in your father. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make him see the evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation of an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. Then if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with it. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder, you sound like the herder. Another MC, to try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and rake them and dig them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you.
Indeed, that's what it is on the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP3 is in the house. We got Spicy in the. We about to get started in a minute on something nice. JP, just give us something nice before you go a little further. What's happening, JP? They ain't trying to kidnap there, how you do, bro? Alright. Got my troops ready. Alright, that's what's happening. They got JP on something else. Yes, indeed. That's what it is here in the listening room, Philly. We're getting warmed up for JP to do what he do. That's what JP going to do. JP, is this you, JP? Is this you, JP?
This is me.
All right, let me go. Let me get this other 484 number and see what they waving their hand at me for. Peace, family. 484, you're knocking on the door. Uh-oh, they raised their hand, but they ain't saying no more. All right, well, I got to put them back on the pause, but. All right. What? They getting the shot. I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit longer. 484, I ain't going to call your number out because people might be calling you later on when you don't feel like it. All right, well, that's what it is. Keep on doing what you do. Yo, Spice, you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, we're trying to get ourselves together for JP having this conversation. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to be ready. So I done sat back. I'm getting the music right. And we're going to do what we do in about 3 minutes and 58 seconds. So I wanted to make sure she was ready. You know what I'm saying? And if you say we ready, Spicy, we ready. You know what I'm saying?
We ready. We ready.
All right, we're going to... All right, we're going to get our mind right, and then we're going to be right back at you here in the listening room, Philly. Get your mind right.
Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Then you do the things that you have to. Then you do the things that you need to. Then you do the things that you want to. Then you do the things with your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Hey. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right.
Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Think what you have to do. Think what you need to. Think what you want to. Think what you need to. Think what you want to.
All right, that's what it is in the listening room, Philly. JP about to get started on what he gets started on. I rolled up my spliff, and guess what? We're going to get our mind right. You know what I'm saying? All right, JP.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you got the flow, well, bro. I'm going to back up. I'm going to burn my spliff.
Peace to the planet. Tonight on Ain't Shit Funny, we just going to reason a little bit about violence, something that has been plaguing our communities, specifically people of color, been plaguing our communities for some decades now. And I know violence is nothing new. It's not like, you know, it's nothing new, but it seems like we've been getting a bit out of hand as far as with our drug culture, with our music culture. For instance, some of us know, some of us don't know that I hear some beeping. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I can hear them. I don't know, you know, they got their senses, right?
No, that was a whole lot of weird beeping. I don't know what that was. So loud as shit.
They making sure that if you say it, they got the button. They let you know they got the button ready.
Whatever. Yeah, but not like our culture, the violence culture, really took off, I think, more and more, especially after the 60s and early 70s. For instance, there was this brother from the West Coast, and he was talking about, you know, they had their gangs or whatever. I think everyone at some point is a part of a gang one way or another. Even if your gang is just your cousins, your brothers, your gang might be your street friends, you know, your homies from school. That's probably, you know, everybody got their little gang or whatever. Now, this man was saying they would fight, you know, they fight cats from other parts of town. But this one in particular, this one weekend in particular, they had a fight, and they said somebody came out of nowhere and just started shooting niggas. And the cat, you know, they were fighting like, whoa, you know. First of all, who is this guy? Second of all, we don't shoot each other. Like we had to, like Spicy said, you're going to get these hands. You know, I'm sure some people might have had some bats and chains or something. But for the most part, wasn't nobody shooting like that. And especially where the Crips and the Bloods were or are in L.A., you know, they started, there was a plant there to start a riot with the guns, start a whole new vibe with the guns, which took our gang culture to a whole different level. Now, violence, I just want to read a little bit about violence. Violence is a behavior involving physical force intended to hurt, damage, or kill someone or something. Now, there are different types of violence. It's not just your fists or your guns or, you know, there is sexual violence. There is emotional violence. There is psychological violence. There is spiritual violence, cultural violence. Let me see. What else we got? Did we say emotional, verbal abuse, financial abuse? All this stuff is considered types of violence. Now,
hold on,
the point
JP,
I was, go ahead.
Hold on, JP, for one second, because you just came off with a whole list of violence. A whole list of violence. That was too much. I don't know. Let me ask Spicy, man. Maybe Spicy can help me because that was a lot of violence he just named off, right? Can you hear me, Spicy? Yeah. That was a whole lot of violence he named off, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's a whole lot of different types of violence. I'm like, hold on, JP. You named about 7, 8, 9 different violence.
I didn't know it was that many.
Yeah. Yo, go ahead. You repeat that out to me. Yeah, I ain't know it was that many either. That's why I said, hold on, bro. Hold on.
Yeah.
Because when you get the spiritual violence and you got all this type of violence, people don't understand that you acting violent towards yourself first. And because you don't like yourself, you put that out everyone that comes near you.
Mm.
Okay? And you draw that energy to yourself. So they say like minds do the same thing. So now they have a culture that you have to have the like mind to survive. Because if you grow up and don't function, like I grew up in the projects, okay, straight out Fairfield Court, Richmond, Virginia. So people used to fight. And when they fight, everybody in the hood came out, okay? Really, they came out to fight. They watched the fight. And it was like that's where pay-per-view came from, for real. So now the cats will fight. I mean, really knock each other and punch each other. And at the end of the fight, somebody out of the crowd would bring a 40. And they would stop fighting and drink the 40 and say, man, yeah, good fight, man. I like how you hit me, man. That was good. And they was partners for real because in the culture where I come from, when you fought in the hood, everybody knew what you was doing. So if you ended up in jail, which all of us did because we all had to go to jail where I come from, you had to go or you had to go to the military. If you went to jail, you knew everybody in your hood already. You knew if a person could wreck or not. You with me, JP?
Absolutely.
So it wasn't like that. So it wasn't a gun, okay? Because if somebody brought a gun, they came and got you. They didn't shoot up anybody. They came and got you, okay? Now, they might have done it in front of your mama, but they came and got you, period. And then they would apologize to your mama like, yo, you know this was a dirt bag, right, that you raised, right? And the mama can't do nothing but agree. She would prefer that you didn't do that to her child, but guess what? That's what it was in the hood, man. Because the mama had to stay in the hood or come out of the hood immediately because your child didn't have no right behavior. It's all about the behavior, JP, of everyone, victim and non-victim. That's my point. I'm going to get up back in the back room. Please continue.
No, that's all good. No, and that's absolutely right. And that's why I was saying the brother from the West Coast was explaining how in the 60s they weren't wanting nobody using no guns. Now, again, there's all types of violence. I think the post I put up was specifically dealing with violence in the black community. And I particularly don't think we are as violent as people think we are. As a matter of fact, I think we are some of the most peaceful people on the planet. And I mean, black people in general, but especially black people from the States. Like, I know when we used to go down south, you go down south, man, it's like even compared to up north, like cats are nice up north, but down south, it was like, man, you walk in anybody's house, man, you go eat with somebody. Like, it wasn't no, you know what I'm saying? Not that fights didn't happen, but it's like, it was very, very loving. Like, I think black people, for the most part, are very loving people. And really don't want no problems like that. You know what I'm saying? Now,
Guess what? Right here. Because, see, you be going on, man. You be putting it on people. So let me just slow it down a little bit. So you got to remember, like, we come up in a culture where, yes, you welcome in our house. We ain't busy with you like that. Because now, if you came into our house and didn't know how to act, we would take care of that inside the house. Like I said on the show prior to. Our mother told you if we got in a fight, we drag you in the house and then call the police and say you was robbing the house. Okay, so we ain't never had a problem about letting you in our house. You with me?
See, but that's coming along the line like certain violence. Like certain violence is necessary. And that almost sounds like it is. It is. It's like self-defense. Self-defense is necessary. If somebody, you don't just let, you know what I mean, like Columbus. Columbus came over here and was like, oh, man, I can subjugate all these cats with 25 soldiers because they give you anything you want. They don't even keep nothing to themselves. You want their shirt, they give it to you. You know what I mean? Because obviously the whole vibe was different. But when you come into the culture of Scarface, you know what I'm saying? You come to the culture of Godfather. You come to the culture of Boys in the Hood. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, you have the government putting weapons of mass destruction in your neighborhood, whether it's drugs, whether it's guns, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's the movies we watch, even movies like Terminator. Like, we are bombarded, and it's like we're drowning in a culture of violence. And then they got the nerve to say they don't, you know, it's like they're trying to get rid of guns. They're trying to get rid of people that have guns. The only thing keeping a lot of people safe is because they have a gun, especially women. Like women, I don't think women should be walking around without a gun. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
whoa,
like God
whoa,
forbid.
Whoa, hold on. See, you just went right over to the other side where I was like, hold on, man. Because, you know, I don't like guns or dope. Okay, everybody know me, know I ain't into guns or dope. So I prefer nobody have a gun. Personally, I prefer nobody have a gun. Because people don't have the psychological balance to handle a gun. Because guns kill people. Guns kill people. People don't kill people. Because if you don't have
guns
a gun,
don't
you
kill,
ain't going to
run kill.
No.
Guns don't kill nobody. Guns don't kill nobody.
Yes, they do.
Nah.
Listen, bro, let me show you something. Let me argue with you for a minute. We're going to reason. Let's reason. Okay? Now, here goes a good example. Now, me as a person, people will not run up on me and try any of that type of stuff. Okay? To me, personally. Okay? Unless they got a gun. Okay? Period. Because that gives them what they call an advantage in their mind that they can run their mouth. You can run your mouth because you got that gun. Because if you got that gun, you're going to say something to provoke you using your gun. You're not going to be humble and say, all right, man, let that go. I'm gone. And walk away. You're not going to walk away. Your gun is going to do the talking. Correct?
That's correct. That could be right.
It is right, man. I'm telling you. Man, listen, man. I put my gun down 39 years ago. Because I was in the Marine Corps, and you know what we do all over the world. So I couldn't do it anymore. So I said, when I go to my community, which is people of color, I will not kill any black people. I made that vow. So now when I made that vow, you talking to somebody who trained to blow you all the way away from 20 football fields. You catch what I'm saying? So I ain't even got to get up in your face and do nothing to you. I could be in a tree and do that to you. So I had to put that whole behavior behind. Like I'm saying to the young people in my neighborhood, okay, if we got to actually have a violence type of thing, let's go ahead and rent a spot, put a ring up, and have pay-per-view, straight up pay-per-view. Everybody from your gang going to pay tickets. Everybody from that gang going to pay some tickets. And we're going to get these hands. So that song that Spicy got is really going to be the theme for what we're doing in D.C., okay, get these hands. It's going to be a program. I didn't mean to tell you now, Spicy, but that's what we're doing in D.C. because they're killing people three blocks from me. We miss
see, that's my point. That's my point. That's right. My point right there. They killing people down the block with everybody. It ain't just with every black neighborhood. They just don't talk about it. It's happening in Memphis, Henderson, North Carolina. It's happening, been happening in New York. Everybody knows New York is busy. Philly gets crazy busy, you know what I'm saying? But the point is, okay, you chose not to have a gun, but for instance, if shit breaks down around here in Philly, if shit breaks down, when your friends or your cousins or whoever think it's on your side come to your door, when they come to your door banging and want what's inside, whether it's food, whether it's water, you know what I'm saying? Or I'll take it even further. You know what I'm saying? The people in Vietnam and all over the world, there's a whole bunch of places where people used to have guns. Once they take your guns, you can't even defend yourself. You can't defend yourself that against a tyrannical government or a drug dealing lunatic. A drug dealing lunatic. Them boys, they come through the neighborhood like, yeah, y'all gonna pay tithes to me. How are you supposed to defend yourself without a gun?
All right, so look what happened. I was in Philly once, right? I mean, I have to go to Philly all the time, but I was in Philly once. So I went to this place where we were talking to people. So I was in this room with these people, and they were high-profile people. So I looked around on the floor, and I looked at these toys. They looked like toy machine guns. They looked like toy machine guns, for real. So I was looking at them, and I kept looking at it, and the children were running back and forth and all through the house. So I finally said to the brother, why you got these toy guns in your room? Because, you know, I'm a priest, so I got to, you know. He said, that's not a toy priest. That's the real shit. So he had one in this corner, one in this corner, and one in that corner. He said, yeah, if anything pop off in South Philly, it's going to happen. And I understand what you're saying, JP. I understand exactly what you're saying. So I was in that position. I'm always in that position as a priest. But now what I found out, if those scenarios happen to me, in particular, then the person who's coming with that aggression will find out that they're not trained to do what I am going to do to them. They're not trained for that. Okay? They're not ready for somebody to take their weapons and use it on them. They're used to somebody shooting back at them because that's what they're trained to do. They're trained to go and attack people and just attack and ready for the attack to defend because they're on the offense, so they're trained to be ready to fire back. Okay, so when they come to attack you, they're not ready for you to attack them. Do you understand? Not defense. I ain't saying about no defense. I ain't say defend yourself. I say the people that's attacking you now attacking them. They're not ready for that. 100% of the time, JP. I've been in the black community and been in the black community, the real part. Black supremacy, every different group, and everybody got a gun, except for me. Okay? People say, priest, you need a bodyguard. I say, well, my elder told me, if I need a bodyguard, who going to guard the bodyguard? Really, who going to guard the bodyguard? Because the way we live as brethren and ones, if my bodyguard is protecting me and somebody's shooting at me, I'm taking the weapon from my bodyguard and I'm helping him fire back. You understand what I'm saying, JP?
I mean, that might work in some places. You're speaking from personal experience. You're speaking from personal experience. Now the point is that brother has the right to have the gun he wants in his house. I had my hunting license since I was 12 years old. That's what I'm bothered with though. I had my hunting license since I was 12 years old. And I ain't never shoot no. Matter of fact, I ain't never even go hunting just because I ain't want to shoot nothing. In the words of my grandfather, my grandfather who lived in North Carolina down back in the Depression and all that shit, said you couldn't walk around without a rifle or a pistol because some white boy might pick you up and lynch your ass. So how you going to defend yourself against some crackers or niggas with guns? You ain't got no gun and they holding your ass up. Or if you're on the block, you ain't got no gun. Everybody on the block got a gun and they crazy as shit. Now, I call guns also people repellent, a.k.a. nigger repellent, because people will run up on you and do whatever they want if they really want to. You know what I'm saying? If I'm sitting there butt naked with no weapons, what am I going to do? Guns don't kill people. The gun didn't walk up to my door. That's like when people say pit bulls are bad. No, they're not. You know what I mean? Chihuahuas fight more people than pit bulls. It's not the gun's not the problem. Who's sitting behind the trigger? Because self defense wise, how are you going to defend your people, whoever they are? If you know, like, okay, we got swords, we got martial arts. Now, what I'm saying about women, like the women in India, they formed a group. I think they did it in Haiti, too. They had to form a group because niggas was coming through, picking them off at night and just raping them, doing whatever they want to them. You know what I'm saying? So these women in India, they had pitchforks and poles and swords and shit like that. Now, if they had some guns, that shit wouldn't have happened in the first place because Big Mama got a gun. Everybody know Big Mama had a gun. You ain't fucking with Big Mama. The women are worse than us. The women are worse than us. I don't give a shit with nobody. I done seen plenty girl fights. What's up?
Listen, let me tell you something. You say that because you are right. Right. Now, I'm not saying anything about the gun like that. I'm saying that my mother carried a gun. Okay, for real. She carried a little 22, because where we grew up at. And she was a person that somebody hit my sister one time. True story, right? My mother came home from work with a haste and went and knocked on the woman's door with her gun. The police came and blocked off the whole neighborhood. Detectives came and they was talking her down. Was like, please put your guns away. We don't want to lock you up. My mother said, look what happened. This woman touched my child. I'm going to kill this bitch. Straight up, I'm killing that. And you can lock me up. And because of who I am, I'm going to be out of jail in 15 minutes. So the police knew her already, and they knew our family. They knew that what she was saying was true. Okay. So now that deterrent, it works. I kid you not. I witnessed that as a child. But what I was saying was after serving in the Marine Corps and traveling all over the world and doing shit to people that did nothing to me, okay, and doing the most horrendous shit to people with those things, right, I decided not to have one. So now my behavior had to change so that I know all the gang members. I know everybody in my hood, okay? So when they were shooting a gun, the people literally waited till we walked away. We walked through the hood, walked to the store two blocks away before they started shooting. I kid you not. It's on Instagram. It's on Instagram because people know already. If you do that to certain people, you cannot live in that area any further, period, because you're going to get what you after. Do you understand, JP?
So that's why I was saying.
Okay.
Now what you're saying to prove my point, that you're saying you mess with somebody, for instance, if I shoot the wrong person, somebody else come in to get me. Now is that vengeance, that self-defense, or is it both? It doesn't matter. Either way, it's violence on one level or another.
But
I was saying about
it's not violence. That's
like
not
said,
violence.
If they had, it's violence.
That's not violence.
If somebody shoot you and then somebody come to get that person, what is it?
No, bro. Remember.
According to the definition of violence.
All right. Now, hold up. We're going to do something real quick for you, JP. I'm going to help you out. Right? Now, it's a military person talking to you. Military person. You cannot ex-Marine. You can ex-Army.
Nah, but hold on. Y'all are the problem. Y'all are the problem. That's I didn't even get to that. The reason we're so fucked up is because the military is so violent. That y'all are the problem. It ain't no Marines. I was about to go to the Marines, and the man told me, speaking at the church, begged me not to go to the Marines because he ain't want me to turn crazy or some shit. Now, I ain't saying all Marines are crazy. That's not what I'm saying. And I ain't saying all Marines are tough. But I see some bitch-ass Marines, too. So it don't take nothing to pull a gun. But what I'm saying is we live in a violent culture. Anytime you got a government dropping shit on innocent people for no reason, anytime you got a government that drops bombs from the sky on their own Afro-Americans, anytime you got a government that's killing people off, that's killing black people in Fiji, that's a piece of shit. Anytime you got people doing that, then you're going to get things like Columbine. You're going to get things. No one cared about no drive-by as long as it was happening in black communities. No one cared. Since it started, shit supposedly started happening somewhere else. Now it's a problem. But the Marines, the government is the problem. It's trickling down. It's trickling all the way down to the neighborhood. What they call Chicago? They call Chicago Chirac. They call Chicago Chirac.
Can I say something, JP? Can I say something? Because once you started, you were good for a minute. Then they started you on my end. I'm like, hold on. Okay, I know you're saying what you're saying, but you're going all over the place. When I say all over the place, look, what happened to move?
You ain't let me finish. You ain't even let me finish.
I know. That's why I was trying to. I don't want them to buzz you right now. I want to get through the whole thing, what you're saying. So when you mention move, right, that's going to get you buzzed. So that when you mention move, they had guns, okay?
I was talking about Rosewood, actually, but they had. I was talking about Rosewood.
No, when they bombed. When they bombed Rosewood,
I was talking about Tulsa. I'm talking about Tulsa.
Well, I'm just going to the move. They bombed move because they had guns. They bombed them people because they had guns.
Them guns weren't even loaded. They weren't even loaded.
Well, that's the point where I'm making, JP. You're going to have a gun against well-armed people that's coming to bother you. So I ain't talking about nobody coming to jack you or nothing like that because you got to do self-defense or whatever. And like I told my brethren earlier today when we were talking about self-defense, okay, I was telling him that I don't know how to defend myself. I was never trained to defend myself. I was trained in the art of deadly force. He said, what is that? Deadly force is if you come to me with that, I have the ability to put an end to you right here where you're standing with your weapon. Because I was trained to do that. take yours and do what you intend to do to you. So now I'm saying that there are hundreds of thousands of black people that have been trained to do just that. I kid you not. Look at all the black gun groups all over America. They train, right? They ready. These brothers ready to kick it if you're ready to kick it. I'm saying before we kick it, don't we supposed to have some nurses? Don't we supposed to have some Band-Aids? Don't we supposed to have some food stacked up? Because I'm telling you, if you kick it off, you better have that stuff in place already. You better have yourself ready if you kick it off. I kid you.
A lot of people don't know the reason he dropped a bomb on Charlie Wilson's grandmom and them. Matter of fact, it ain't just him, because I have some family up there, too, for real, that I learned about recently. The reason they dropped a bomb on them niggas is because them white folks found out they had oil. Okay, y'all coming to get it. Now, the brothers knew they were coming to get it. One brother had a Gatling gun. He had a Gatling gun. He chased them niggas straight out of town. They couldn't do nothing against that. Speaking of guns, speaking of military, this is an ex-military. This nigga had a Gatling gun. He chased everybody now. Oh, y'all got a Gatling gun. Okay, we coming back with airplanes. See what you can do. See if you can shoot this down. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing was violent. And I'm not blaming him. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to defend the property that they purchased. This is our property. You know what I'm saying? But that was the reason. That's the real reason they came in with them planes, because the man, they don't tell you that part. That nigga drove everybody back, all them white people. So they had to come with something else because they couldn't get in there. You know what I'm saying? And just for the record, if somebody got a gun, if I got a rifle and I'm pointing it at somebody, whether you a Marine, whether you Bruce Lee or Blade, like, nigga, if that person comes and takes your rifle, you a chump, first of all. What you doing with the weapon, and you don't know how to use it, you let some nigga run 20 yards and take your weapon. That's foolishness.
You put different specs on it. See, you said...
You keep saying, I'm going to take somebody, Like, you a sucker, somebody take... I wish I would have my rifle or my pistol and somebody come running up on me. Are you crazy?
No, I'm taking your head off.
And my aim is good.
You switched it, see?
Get the heck out of here.
Check the dynamic, right? If you come to do violence to somebody with your weapon, that's the scenario, okay? You came to do something to the person with your weapon. What I said was, if you come this direction with your weapon to do that over here, I'm going to take it, and you will be a sucker. Straight up.
Well, you better be able to move like the Flash.
If you came with that intention, then you were supposed to be trained already that on site, when you see people like me, you're supposed to start shooting already. So you better be trained for that, because now that's what the other side of this is. If you do have the unction to fire your weapon at anybody, you better know that everybody might not be a sucker. And you better know if you pull it, you better pull it.
And that's why I think America should be armed like we were back in the 1800s. Everybody had a damn gun. Because you already know, you should go to people's houses. You should go to people's houses with a gun right over the fireplace. So you come in here with that dumb shit and see what happens. You already know everybody around you got a gun. Because everybody hunting.
Right.
Somebody hunting squirrel, somebody hunting raccoon, whatever they hunt. And it's also for self-defense. Not to go hurting people, it's for self-defense. But that's
right.
When it comes to women and children, that's one main thing, that the women should have guns. And you wouldn't have to worry so much about all that stupid over there. There was a disaster. Now everybody coming through picking off the women one by one. Really? Nobody got a gun.
Okay.
Nobody got a pistol.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A pistol is nigger repellent.
I agree with that.
And also, in general, for someone's household. But the point is, what I was saying on the post, it has to be some kind of balance. Now, most of the people I would say that are out there shooting don't have no registered firearm. Whatever the heck that is. Toronto registered firearm. A lot of cases didn't have an elder, whether it's a father or somebody, they don't have an elder. A lot of times the elders are on the block with them, or they were on the block. But I've heard cases where, yeah, these old heads are on the block. The young boys come up and shoot them. They shoot them and take the block. Now it's my block. They don't have the elders, like the deacons of defense. The deacons of defense, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, whenever they were at their peak, they were trained soldiers. Now there were a lot more soldiers back in the day. Granted, they were trained soldiers.
Hold on for one second. I'm going to cut you. You need to stand in one spot and talk clear because it's doing that static thing on you, okay? And when you talk about the deacons of defense, the people need to hear you clearly, bro. You got to stand still for that because if people are going to buzz us while we talking, you got to have to get them your undivided attention and bust them. Okay?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you the whole time. I just wanted the people to hear you.
So my point is, I would, especially when you're dealing with self-defense, that's what I'm talking about. Now, the problem is, I think most of the problem is that we got caught up, we being people of color, caught up in the gangster persona. And the powers that be, you know, people act like, oh, you could just blame it on this or that. But they do guns in the hood. They do start riots. They do start fights. They do put in the music that we're killing each other. We already disrespect the shit out of you know what I'm saying? And our government is extremely violent. Even in prison, going to prison. I'm saying it should be a rehabilitation culture. Sure, it is a small percentage, but for the most part, it's like if you want a gang to survive, you might have to do something else. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I don't know if you hear me, but I hear a little bit of static, but.
Yeah,
I'm saying
they're
doing
their normal.
So. Yeah, because I can't stop moving around. And if this shit keeps up, man, I ain't going to keep doing this shit. I'm telling you live on there. I ain't going to keep calling in with all this fucking shit.
I'm saying that to whoever's
pushing the static button, that's bullshit, and I ain't going to keep doing that dumb shit. Stop saying some shit.
Guess what?
You can hear me or whatever. I ain't
well,
just
that's cool
shit.
Too.
I'm trying to talk to the people. Don't be staticking me out for some shit I'm talking about.
Well, that's what JP.
You know what I'm saying?
But
we have to have some balance. Yeah. We have to have some meditation. Something we're not even as spiritual as we used to be. I'm saying people don't mind shooting up. At least back in the day, that was the rule. From what I've learned watching TV and shit. Don't go to grandma's house and shoot up the shit. Sunday we gonna take off. Nobody shooting on Sunday. Go have dinner at the church at grandma's house. It's on hold no more. Most of the people don't give a shit about church now anyway. So you can't even count that. So it's like, as Bob Marley says, you know, those posts I put up, yeah, I put them up, but as Bob Marley says, violence is a lost cause. You know what I'm saying? And not only is it a lost cause, but our government is trying to take our guns. They all got this gun buyback. That's the same shit they did in Vietnam. They take your guns. That's the same shit in Rwanda. They take your guns. Now you can't defend yourself. How you supposed to defend yourself if you ain't got no gas? I'm not talking about one person. I'm talking about as a neighborhood, as a people, as a country. What kind of does that make? Get all the guns off the street. No, stop putting the guns on the street. Stop putting illegal guns on the street. America delivers guns to Jamaica.
True. I ain't arguing about none of that. But check this out. That's why I say you all over the world talking. So I'm saying, look, this is how this go. Right? What I learned by getting out of the military and leaving it, it never left me is what I'm saying to you. Okay? So now what I learned is by having a weapon in the house that if anyone actually came to attack on the level where you're speaking, that I would run out of bullets, okay? Even if I put everything in my house, okay? So now my friends in the military, still in the military, they have whole bunkers full of that shit because they're never going to say what I said. They ain't going to run out of bullets, okay? And they know how to make bullets. I'm saying to people that don't know how to make bullets, if you engage in that behavior, you better know how to go and take somebody's weapon. Because if you run out of bullets, that's what you better go do that. For real. Because that's what we were taught. We were taught that if we run out of bullets, we better go take somebody's weapon with the last bullets you got. You better. You better not go out like a punk. Like you said. Like you said, JP.
Nah, it ain't, you know. We're talking about everyday people. I'm talking about everyday
people.
That's
everyday
really,
people
I'm not really. The military is a military.
Well, you said the military is to blame anyway, so I'm like, okay. I'm just defending myself. I put mine down. Now I got my good behavior to keep me out of it.
You won out of a billion, because everybody, you know what I'm saying? I saw one military guy doing an interview, and he got up from the interview because he forgot his gun. He said, I'm not going to finish the interview. He had just come back from Iraq. He said, I'm not going to finish the interview. The cat was paranoid because he didn't have his 9mm on.
Right. I'm saying to you, it took me 28 years of therapy to get through that whole process. We were trained to kill you and don't talk about it. Or talk to kill everything and let God sort it out.
Well, if I'm going to kill somebody, I ain't talking about it anyway.
I'm saying that's what we were taught. So now you done did the dirty work and you holding that inside yourself. And every day you wake up because you did that to somebody. Now I wonder if I ever think you can do better than that. Feel the pressure from behind that. It comes to you. People go all the way in it. They be like, well, I'm already guilty. I might as well keep on going. That's where violence comes from. Okay? So they think, and they keep on going with that. They find out that you're going to beat the person that they're going to put a hit. And that's how it all be to the top. Correct?
I don't know. Military people are tied to a contract, so you got to go. You got when Master says go, you got to say rough, and do what the fuck you're supposed to do. Now people on the streets, that's a different story. You joining a gang or you making a lick or you, whatever you're doing. Sometimes you just want to rob somebody. Whatever you're doing, if everyone has a gun, just like I guess back in the day, if everyone had a sword and shield or spear or whatever. If you have that, I'm going to think twice about, oh, let me just run up on these niggas and do what I want to know. If the women, if you know Big Mama got a gun, I'm saying, like Spicy said, you're going to get these hands. She's like, you're going to get this. Yeah. She could change the lyrics to, you're going to get this rifle. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be more scary than hands. Ain't nobody scared of hands. Put a rifle in front of their face, and they're going to turn their ass around.
Right there, man. I don't know, Spice, you want to say something about that?
But I don't know. It's like the more people call for peace, the more violence is just going on. Like you got random shootings, people walking around with guns, whether they under some kind of mental hold, like that Manchurian Candidate shit. You know what I'm saying? They're doing all types of stuff where they want to create violence, but then they want to make it illegal for you to defend yourself, which is a good violence. That's a good violence. You don't want somebody just running over your ass all day.
Well, I know this for sure. We'll have a war. If you keep the gun, so I say, if you have a gun, only use it when you need to use it. And when you use it, be prepared to use it. Just be prepared. That comes with that.
When would be a good time to use it?
Excuse me?
When is a good time to use a gun?
Well, you asking me or you asking Spicy?
First of all, forget about the gun. When is it a good time to be violent? Fuck a gun. When is it a good time to be violent?
You ask,
If my wife or my lady starts mouthing off and I shake her up, you know what I'm saying? I'll go to jail for that shit because I'm doing what? Being violent. I didn't hit her with nothing. I didn't slap her in the face. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a woman, in some cases, if a woman hits a man, if a woman smacks the shit out of a man, it's okay. Why? She's a woman. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But you see a whole lot of brothers. You see a whole lot of brothers locked up behind domestic, and a whole lot of sisters too, because they arrest everybody now. It seems like it's okay for a woman to pop off. It seems like it's okay for a woman to pop off behind closed doors. But as soon as the nigga raises his voice, it's a problem. Oh, I'm calling the police. Oh, really? You know what I'm saying? Is the yelling, is that too violent? Is that a good violence or a bad violence? When y'all yelling at each other, what kind of, you know, is that a good violence or bad violence? Because apparently that's violent as well.
You asked four or five questions. Now I was trying to answer the first one first and get to number two, three, and four. Okay. The word violence, the way you use violence, right? All that what you described was violent. Okay. Now, I was in the middle of domestic shit, personally. Okay. So me and my children, we learned that while it was going on, one-sided, we would get up and take a walk. That was six walks a day. Because whenever it sprung up, we just took a walk. Okay, it didn't stop it. So as a man, it worked out for me that there was no police call until the police came to do what they did to the other person. Okay, because I learned being in America as a man that, yeah, you better call the police. You better not touch that woman. Okay, like my father said and his father said, if you having babies with that woman and y'all disagree, guess what? Y'all have just disagreed. Welcome to the real world. Now, either you work through the disagreement or you go where you going and I'm going where I'm going. And we will now not disagree anymore because you going where you going, I'm going where I'm going. See, if we just went through the process of, we ain't got to do nothing like that because I don't hate nobody in my domestic situation. I just know that you have to live across the street, okay? So you can't put your hands on me.
Now some religions condone putting your hands on your wife. They say just don't do it in front of the children. Well, I mean that's not the one you in, but some places say it's all right. Some places say it's all right to do that.
You better not put your hands on none of my sisters. Or my daughters either. Talk to them.
Some countries don't mind at all if you're into that shit. If you beating your woman, they don't care.
Yeah.
As long as you don't do it in front of the children.
Let me tell you something. I don't know nothing about them cultures. I know about the one I'm in. Okay. My daughter called me and she said that her boyfriend slapped her. And I said, did what? He did what? And she said, no, Dad, hold on, Dad, because she know me already. She said, I slapped him first. I said, what that got to do with anything? He said, well, he was just getting me off of him. I said, okay, fine. I hung the phone up because I don't want to talk about none of that. So then the brother called me. He said, Priest, I apologize, man. I put my hands on your daughter, man. And I was like, man, that shit happened to all of us. But why you had to do that? He said, because she slapped the shit out of me. I didn't know if I was breathing again. He didn't know if he was breathing. I said, okay, but I understand that. So now we had an agreement. If you have a problem like that, walk out of the house. Because y'all know that that's what I did in my situation every time. I walked out of the house. No matter what they did. Because guess what? At the end of the day, I live in my house. With or without you. Period. You gotta understand, the violence is never good for anybody, ever. Because then you end up in the upper room with Spicy, and then she got cut you and all that stuff with stitches in you and shit. We needed none of that. No hospitalization. And the verbal abuse, we can cut that out too. Because we didn't do none of that to get along. We could just change the whole dynamic. Because I'm going to tell you the trick. The trick was they gave black people all the negative attributes. You know what they created? They gave us all the negative attributes and his the best attributes. okay? They hit it. So the movie culture that people have come up with, and it springs up in a bunch of sections, like Rosewood, like Philly, like certain spots, they try to extinguish it by using balance on us. Okay? So that would say that since that's the case, why don't we just back up trying to destroy the group? And we have people that can deal with violence and stuff.
That's static coming in heavy for you.
I know, because now I'm telling you that we can deal with that if it comes to that. You understand?
See, and remember something that some quote unquote lesbians told me, you get more domestic violence in same sex relationships than you do in heterosexual. So it ain't always the man beating on the woman. Sometimes it's the woman that's acting like a man beating on the woman.
True. I'm saying all of that, the whole behavior of you have to raise all that should not be named amongst us at all, is what I'm saying. Now, I'm saying that there are people who are in position to protect us while we receive information. You don't have to know their name. You don't have to see them. But if some shit jump off, you better know it's going to jump in both directions. You better know that. Okay, because we read Rosewood, we know about that. It's our parents. It's our grandparents. It's our great uncles. Okay, so we ain't letting that duplicate itself, bro. That's what I'm saying to you. Don't feel no way. We want people to know, we ain't got to worry about none of that. Watch what you're doing. You watch what you're doing, then you run in a neighborhood that's gentrified. You know already. They locked up them white guys for Ahmaud Arbery. They locked them up. But they ain't lock them up for real, because they couldn't let them guys go and let Rittenhouse go at the same time. They couldn't let both of them go. So they made a deal.
Now, if Ahmaud had had a pistol on him, it would have been a different story.
No, it wouldn't. It had nothing to do with it.
How
you know?
If you run in there, somebody coming, get behind something and point your pistol in their direction, they might think twice about messing with you.
Bro,
that's what I'm saying.
If you run in, how many people actually run with a weapon on them, for real? For real. Who runs with a weapon? How many?
Obviously, all of us need to run with a pistol on them.
This is what I'm going to show you, JP, real quick, right? What I learned by living my life from being in the military and coming into right now, right? What I've learned is I cannot change a butt and shoot a pistol at the same time. And I have my children with me all the time, so I personally cannot have a weapon. So I personally have the stance where if you come to me with that, then I'm going to take yours and use yours on you. I have that personal stance. I've learned in my life.
You're talking about you. Just in general. I'm not talking about in general. And the reality is, when you don't have a gun, you get Rwanda. I don't know if I saw the movie Hotel Rwanda, or if anybody knows the history of Vietnam and 20,000 other places. You're a sitting duck. When they take your guns, you know what they do after they take your guns? They send the American Marines in. That's what they do. They send the Marines in to fuck you up after they take your guns. And then they send the Marines back. They send the Black Marines back to a neighborhood where they dropped off some guns, where everyone can shoot each other up. Now you're in the middle of a whole other war. You just came from killing innocent people. Now you come into a whole other place where they just shooting the shit for no reason.
Well, guess what? Now, well, you said the first part first. They dropped us all back into our neighborhoods. So people like me talking to the youngsters of the gang, you know how I talk to all the gang members, they have to put their weapons away when they see the old people and they see us with the babies. They have to. They don't want the smoke that comes with that. Okay? Because somebody got to stand up and say, yo, you don't want that smoke. Because we ain't going to give you these hands now. We're going to give you that smoke. Okay? And so we got people to back all the way up off of that. Man, we got 484 on that raising their hand. Man, I'm going to see if they're going to talk to us this time, man. Cause we got to get a different perspective. 484, you in there?
I'm in here, but I'm just listening right now. Y'all go ahead, and I'm going to jump in. I want to get you.
You got to say that again, sis. You was just what to the who?
I said, you always call somebody else when they jump on. I don't know what y'all talking about. Let me hear what y'all talking about first.
Oh, okay. Well, you got in my switchboard, I see your hand is raised. So I got to call you up because I was told that not to hold people online too much, but I'm going to let you go and listen, all right?
My hand is raised. I can't hear the conversation until I log on. Once I log on, it's all I'm hearing.
Yeah.
5 seconds of a
So, sis, Now we talking about guns, but guns ain't shit. Guns is guns. You know what I mean? Violence could be. You could have a spoon and be violent. But don't you think? Like I was saying that, like for instance, the women in Haiti after that earthquake, they had to, after a while, band together and start attacking niggas themselves because people were coming through picking the women off. You know what I'm saying? Naturally, yeah, a lot of women can fight their ass off. A lot of women will beat your ass, but for the most part, men are usually stronger than the women, so they picking up the women and the young girls, doing whatever they want with them. You know what I'm saying? And I was saying if these sisters had guns, if even one of them had a gun, none of that, well, you know, probably none of that would have happened because you know that there's a bullet waiting for you. As soon as you try to go touch that woman or whoever you, her child, whatever you're doing, there's a bullet waiting for you. That's, to me, that's a form of violence, but that's self-defense, which is a necessary. Self-defense is necessary. That's a God-given right. Even a rat is going to defend itself if you throw that, if you're trying to kill him. You know what I'm saying? Even a cat will try to defend itself. But it's not guns. You could have a spear. You could have your fist. Some people's hands are deadly weapons. Mike Tyson, friend, he had to register his fist. Marines, you know what I mean? Most Marines could kill you in less than 5 seconds. Like, yeah, they can. They train to do that. But the violence is violence. Violence isn't a problem. People, I think we've just gone so far with the media, what the media has pumped into our heads. It's like violence is okay, and it's not okay. And when you don't have fathers around, see, like I said, I had my hunting license since I was 12, but my dad took me to get it. And I used to go shooting with the old heads, the deacon. We used to go, you know what I mean? We used to go shooting with responsible people. We weren't out on the block just hanging around, just about to start a fight, shoot up the damn block for no reason. Yeah, we weren't shooting to rob people. We practiced in the target, learned how to use the gun, passed the test, go shoot some clay pigeons, you know what I'm saying? Because in the suburbs, it ain't just the projects. Everybody talk about the projects. Niggas in the suburbs are stupid. Niggas in the suburbs are crazier than the project niggas. You know why? Because niggas in the suburbs trying to prove that they tough. They already assume the project niggas are tough. They already assume the inner city is tough. Niggas in the suburbs are crazy, and they tough. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't just the projects. Niggas in the suburbs shoot all the time. They just focus on projects and shit like that. Niggas in the suburbs be bugging. You know, it just doesn't get promoted as much because it's not in the inner city. But I know for a fact, niggas in the suburbs try to prove themselves, so they got to form a gang or whatever. And, yeah, they are tough. Because as far as I'm concerned, you another human. Like, black people are tough all over the planet. So are white people. So it ain't where you from. It's where you at. It's your mentality. It's your mentality. If you have a pit bull in the projects, if you train that nigga to kill, he's going to kill. If you got a pit bull in the suburbs, if you train him to kill, he's going to kill. It ain't no difference. Niggas in the suburbs be waiting for city niggas to come to the suburbs so they can do something to them. Just like niggas in the city, same thing. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't about where you from. It's like, are you violent? Do you know how to control? What you say? I'm sorry.
There's a lot of hot in his voice, a lot of anger.
Coming from, don't it?
So what's your point, Santa? You hear a lot of anger coming from my word. What's that mean?
I mean, as if you done lived it or you had went through it or something. Like it's directly coming from your point of view. Can no one say what makes a person tick? What makes person want to do that. Like, I can't speak for no one else but myself. So as people with guns and shooting and killing, you got to shoot for killing. Just because, like, a person can get mad and beat somebody to death with a stick at a blink of an eye. They call it, what do you call it now? when someone just snatched from the blink of an eye and just blank out, like, you don't know what people go through their daily times. Everybody grew up different. Everybody, you know what I mean, got their own little, like, with the dad in the household. Yeah, it could be nice to have a dad in a household, but it also, you need a mom, too. You need to have that balance of mean and kindness to make your own decisions. Like, I don't think that you should just react because you upset or react off this, because that person you upset with could be having the shittiest day of their fucking life. Like, you don't know what people go through. The people over there in Africa and Haiti, for real, I'm in a state. I can care less about anywhere else. You know, I might be trying to shit, no, I don't give a fuck. I don't care what anyone else is going through. I don't give a fuck about what nation, who should click up with who, who's doing what, who's doing whatever. You know, I can't talk for everyone else. I can just talk for me in the United States, not from no African descent, not from no Haitian descent. Like, I don't have any of those family members coursing through my blood.
Violence is universal. Violence is universal.
Right, but violence is violence only comes when you think that you if motherfuckers get caught, if motherfuckers get in trouble for doing that thing. It's like y'all hearing people crying in the courtroom. Oh, I didn't mean to shoot and kill every fucking body. Oh, I didn't mean to stab this person 30 seconds on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't control your snapping point. Can nobody control their snapping point?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I disagree.
No way. They got a new law.
Like Priest said, you leave.
Priest, who is this ass that's talking?
I was.
Well,
Priest.
So look what happened. I apologize. Yeah.
Priest, who is this anger? Who's this anger bird that's talking, Priest?
Well, I'm just saying, see, you got to remember, like, I come from being the person who did this to people, and then I had to repent. So that's the person. I did because I was under contract to do shit to people. So now, when I came out, I couldn't do shit to anybody, period. So now I had to learn to get along with everybody that I need to get along with. And the people I did not get along with, they just moved across the street. So now that helped me out. The people that know me, the older people and younger people and babies, the people was like, look, Priest, how do you do what you do? And I'm saying, look, I have love for everyone. So as long as you move in that love, you good. If you move sideways, you keep moving sideways, like a sidewinder snake. Just move. Keep moving. Or I'll get out of your way. But at no time will you
people
allow
don't
to
have
bring
conscience. People don't have conscience because if someone kills someone that I love and then kills someone that they love, they going to feel the same pain that I felt. So people don't think about tomorrow. They think about today. Their actions for today. They don't think about how it's going to hurt their family or something, like something crazy could be happening to their family. Like, you just go off for, people just go off for their anger and just be like, oh, well, I'm tough. I'm about to tear some shit up. Yeah, then somebody else thinks they tough too. You ain't the only person that's tough. You ain't the only one that's angry.
But guess what? Well, in that case, because the show is just going over a little bit, so we're going over a little bit. But this is what happens. When you spoke on that, I'm saying to this, right? People have tried to do things to me to make me angry. And I said to my children and everything going on around us, that I've been in situations where we had to be violent because we wasn't leaving the spot. Now, at no time have I been in a situation where anybody had me in that position on earth since I left the military. Okay, because I know that position. I'm not going to do that. So now I'm saying that when people mind their business, majority of people have a normal life. The people that get victimized and all that, they have something that they're doing. The victim is doing something to make it so that somebody wants to victimize them. Because you're a target all around. We're all targets. So people pick a time when they're going to come trouble you. Are you prepared for that? I understand JP saying be prepared for that. Okay, I understand that. No problem. Because all my daughters know how to put one in you. For sure. They ain't going to blink at all. Mm-hmm. They're going to put it in you and go have a cup of tea. Because you came to them with that. So I don't know if that's a good mental balance or not. Because we're talking about a mental balance, JP.
Which is not, because if a person comes with you with anger, then yeah, we can simplify. But when you talk about putting one inside someone, I'm going to come back and shoot your whole fucking house. Like, I have, that's what I'm saying, like, people have, like, all that shooting, running in the house to get guns and shit, and that shit. We not be kicking open your door, beating the fuck out of whoever, kids, adults, whoever, and doing whatever we feel like doing. Because people don't care. So, yeah, like what JP said, y'all better be ready. People better be ready. They better be ready. That's all I can say. It's better be ready than sorry.
Go the distance. You got to be ready to go the distance. So, on that note, the show is overtime. I ain't going too far overtime. All right. We thank everybody for joining us tonight because that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? JP, you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Kathy, we just wanted to get people that go and say what they're going to say, and people can hear what I hear, but I'm saying to them that we have to educate each other to understand, like, you know, it could be all of that where it is. It could be pure hell, but do we want to survive the hell, or do we want to just see who's the best, who's the last man standing? Because that has gotten us nowhere, JP. Who's the last man standing?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
We might have to continue this a little next week. The thing was trying to see how we could minimize the violence. Minimize the violence.
Tune in on Friday, listening room DC, and we're gonna keep this thing going on Friday from 6 to 8. Please tune in. We thank you so much, and with all that conversation, do this for us here. All right, JP, we gonna let them go. All right.
A hard time if your motion is still. Let me move some things around because the lyrics is ill. Abstract, you know my sticky D in here. Get on, it's weird, it's f***ing here. But yo, your girl just moved. There's a joint in the club and the car for crew. Bruh, look, the movement is on. Get my rhyme on dust, guaranteed to make it right if your night is a bust. You vibrant and you fresh and all. Original to say the least that you impress them all. Come on. Rap is hard and it's all. Finding it very hard to make it over the wall. Hey, get your weight up, my motto you heard. And I'm gonna test me, it's a felonious word. The girls move it around. If you see your main dog, it's a brother of town. And just, breathe and stop for real. And give it what you got. And just, for real, and give it what you got, and give it what you got, and give it what you got, and give it on the block, and give it what you got, give it, a double thrill, you would mean it's the eye, I want to feel you the biggest style, your Prada dress or your Gucci bag, or the polo jeans or a doobie bag, you hold the door, alright, we coming through, try to hold it down for the night, big move got the, G like you got the, and girl you got the gift, turn it over.